Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, into the 9 o'clock hour we go. Payne and Pendergast.
Nuevo. Is it Nuevo or Nueve?
Nueve. Yeah, Nueve.
Thank you.
Yeah. Nuevo
I'm not
means
quite fluent in Spanish yet.
That's evident. And you're looking to skip ahead to Portuguese.
Yeah, you know, Sean, not looking to. You and I are definitely going to learn Portuguese.
Are we?
When I found out about A, how popular American football is in Portugal, and B, how good Brazilian barbecue is. That happened a long time ago.
Yeah.
Then we're going to go ahead and we're going to become, you and I are going to become the sports radio voices of Brazilian
anything.
American football fans.
Yeah, anything. Yeah. Yeah, I don't care. Yeah, the food. All right. So, Ipe Mizuhara, the translator for Shohei Ohtani, the affidavit was released yesterday. And this was, I don't know, man, for me, like, this was some fun reading. Now, I didn't read the whole affidavit. I read a great, the Athletic has a really good summary of this because it couches it in the form of questions like, what did we learn? Why did this happen? How much was he gambling? Really easy to kind of follow. I think my biggest takeaway is, look, we'll get to the actual amount that this dude was gambling. It's mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling when you break it down on a per-day basis. Just how much gambling this guy was doing, and how could he focus on anything else? The text messages between Mizuhara and Shohei and Mizuhara and the bookie, Matthew Boyer, are tremendous. I think the overall takeaway here, because the overall takeaway with the story, Seth, in light of the fact that I think there was a lot of skepticism about Shohei not knowing that Mizuhara was gambling, not knowing that the money was leaving his accounts, a lot of skepticism about that.
Yeah.
Things that I think you and I both said are all possible. Like, it's people get money stolen all the time, you know, in different amounts from their accounts.
Especially,
and
I've just seen professional athletes and, like, the level of, I think people are incredulous that somebody would have so little oversight or pay so little attention to how much money was in their accounts or coming or going. And I just, like, not to this degree, but I've been there myself and done it. And I've seen so many other guys that have been grossly negligent when it comes to, because there's a rich people who get rich by being good with money. Yes, those people would never allow something like this to happen. Rich people who get rich by doing something else that doesn't involve money, you'd be amazed at, like, how little money, like, financial sense, like, some of them either have or care to exercise because it's extra energy.
Well, and just how big a blind spot it is for them.
Yeah,
you know? Like,
yeah.
That's my big takeaway from this, after going through the summaries of the affidavit that summarize all the pertinent parts to this whole thing, is that I think this is the story. I think the story that was ultimately told, you know, they shifted to this story as well, too. I think that casts some doubt that it started with Mizuhara saying that Shohei loaned him the money, and then the story flipped to what I feel is the truth now, that he did steal the money based on everything the digital trail of conversations between everybody, thousands of pages worth of text messages where they've been combed through by the FBI, is that Ipe stole about $16 million from Shohei Ohtani, and he's now cooperating. Ipe is cooperating with the feds, trying to get as minimal a sentence as he possibly can, it feels like.
Yeah, and it's as simple as, really at the base of all of it, it's that this interpreter was Shohei Ohtani's voice in a lot of respects, and was able to pass himself off as Ohtani. Without having to forge anything, without having to, well, he probably forged something, but like the, just by virtue of being the interpreter, people just trusted that what they were hearing was what Ohtani was doing. Even the bookie himself, it seems, based on the text messages, did think that Ohtani was actually the guy making the bets, but it's also obvious that he was never actually told that. He just assumed it, you know? And the, so when people say, well, how did... you know, how did he keep extending this credit to an interpreter? Well, because he thought it was coming from Ohtani, and the money kept coming. Like, it was as simple as that.
Yep.
We all, as the public was duped by Ohtani's interpreter, they were simultaneously asking, how could somebody get duped like this?
Right.
Because you're like, oh, you heard this first story from Ohtani's interpreter, and you wanted to believe it. And then all of a sudden, when you find out it might be different, you're like, well, nobody would be stupid enough to fall for this interpreter's stuff. Like, no, we all just did. We all did.
This is from the ESPN summary of the affidavit, the article kind of summarizing everything. It says on March 20th, 2024, after the news broke that at least $4.5 million had been transmitted from Ohtani's account to Boyer's operation, Mizuhara texted Boyer, the bookie, asking whether he had seen the media reports. The bookmaker replied, yeah, that's all bull bleep. Obviously, you didn't steal from him. I understand it's a cover job. I totally get it. Mizuhara replied, technically, I did steal from him. It's all over for me.
Yeah, technically. What a technicality.
That's like a
woman walking in on her husband cheating on him and him being like, well, technically you caught me with my pants down. Yes. Everything is true. Every little bit is true.
And it's all over for me.
It's all over for me. I got to tell you, that's a pretty good line. I like that he went down like that.
Yeah, he's very self-aware. It's all over for me. It's all over for me.
He was going to get killed. I wonder if there was a part of him that thought that like he was just gonna disappear in the night or something.
Oh, okay. If he did, who would be doing it? Ohtani's people or the bookies? Do you think?
I feel like the interpreter was the only one with access to the funds to do it. Yeah. So like it wouldn't.
He was protected.
Shohei comes to him and is like, I'd really like to have you assassinated, but I don't know how to do it. I don't speak English.
Ipe,
can you go out and find somebody for me?
What's the dumbest thing you did throughout this whole ordeal, Ipe? Probably paying for the hitman to kill me, I would say, out of Shohei's account. You know, a lot of dumb things, you know.
How about this, though? Can you imagine, Sean, imagine that you wake up and you realize you've stolen $14 million from somebody who considers you a very close friend.
Yeah.
And that you've got absolutely nothing to show for it.
Right.
Like, because it's all been to feed this gambling beast. So it's like, not only did I do one of the most deplorable things anybody could ever do to a friend, it's not like I even really genuinely personally benefited from
it
at all. You know, it just, oh my God.
What did you do? I bought a roller coaster. You know, like, okay, well, that's really dumb, and you probably paid retail for this roller coaster, but we can at least recoup something here, Ipe.
At least, and you've got the memories, the fond memories. He probably doesn't have a... Once he started stealing money from Shohei, he probably doesn't have a single fond memory of gambling on sports.
Oh, God, no.
You know, like, it's not like everything he did, he was just trying to he was trying to make back what he'd already lost. Whenever his losing streak started was the last... like. Whatever it stopped. Whenever this losing streak started is when he stopped ever enjoying gambling on sports.
Yes.
And he was stealing money from his buddy to do it.
Yeah, it's a horrible feeling. Paying your bookie is a terrible feeling. All right,
you guys, like, think about all the things you could have done with that money.
No, dude, waking up the morning you know you've got to go pay is like, I thought that was a dream, but it's not. Now, I was never in a seven-figure hole, ever. But man, wow. So
I get this image of you, like, I think, is it in Pineapple Express where at the beginning Seth Rogen is talking, he calls in the radio show and he's talking about how, like, the worst part of how they've demonized pot is that you have to deal with drug dealers. It's like, you don't consider yourself a criminal, but you got to go deal with drug dealers.
Yeah.
Like, did you feel like that as a legal sports gambling?
I always enjoyed the people I dealt with, but it was just the idea of, like, what you just said, like, okay, I'm going to have to cough up this money, and all I have to show from it is 3 days worth of stress that's probably put a crater in my lower intestine the size of a golf ball, you know?
That's tough, man.
Yeah. So Ipe, he stole the $16 million. Here, my two favorite parts of this whole affidavit summary were the part where Ipe is clearly really getting in over his head and he starts ghosting the bookie. Like, before, he and the bookie had a very cordial relationship, and why not? You're making millions off of this Ipe guy. Why wouldn't they? And he's paying, you know?
The bookie is so nice.
He's paying, yeah.
Every time I drop off a check for $100,000, he's totally cool about everything. Yeah.
Smiles. He gives me his wiring information. It makes it really easy for me. Yeah. So, but it reached a point where clearly Ipe was getting in a little over his head. November of 2023 would be that time. And he had been ghosting this bookie. And the bookie texts to him one day, "Hey, Ipe, it's 2:00 on Friday. I don't know why you're not returning my calls. I'm here in Newport Beach and I see Shohei walking his dog. I'm just going to go up and talk to him and ask how I can get in touch with you since you're not responding. Please call me back immediately." And that's one of those things that is, to use your analogy, Seth, about, like, getting caught having an affair. That is one of those things. Maybe I'll just go tell your wife.
You know, like,
you know what? I'm at a Starbucks. I see your wife over here. You're ghosting me. Maybe I'll just tell her that you're banging me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, she's right here, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And it's like, this is one of those moments too, where it's like, all right, wait a second. Is this blackmail or extortion or what have you? Except that you've got no recourse. You're totally
illegal.
The criminal here too.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're just, that is a desperate, desperate moment to be in.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
This guy.
Good chess move by Boyer, I would say. I don't think he was with an eye shot of Shohei. I think he was lying to Ipe, but it's not a bad chess move to try to get Ipe, you know.
Ipe didn't even
come out of the woodwork
until later the next day, so yeah. I wonder if he knew. Maybe he just texted. For all I know with Ipe might have had the Life 360 on Shohei's phone.
Oh, and he knew. You know, for sure.
Do you
great
think
point.
The level to which Ipe could have basically... This is where I'm Shohei Ohtani. Sure, the money sucks to lose that much money, but the other part of me is like, what other areas of my life has this guy been representing himself
Dude.
As me? And like, where do I have like how many online porn subscriptions do I have?
I
never signed up for.
This is a great subtopic here. Which one would worry you the most? The money would be the most worrisome. For like losing millions of dollars, obviously, is terrible.
Yeah.
Like, what of the ones that aside from the money, which would be the most worrisome to you?
A brothel. If he had set up an account at a freaking brothel and like the modern day Heidi Fleiss, and this woman knows that all these payments are coming from Shohei Ohtani or something, and like Ipe's like, yeah, he takes care of me, he likes me, but then all that happens is like the news gets released. Oh yeah, by the way, Ohtani also. Like any of those activities that would be obviously super embarrassing and damaging. He did it beyond gambling. There was the trading card scenario. Like there's gonna be more.
Dude.
I will be very surprised if this bastard Mitsuhara like it didn't wheedle his way into multiple different ventures and everything in the name of Ohtani.
Dude, it could get to some really dark places. You know what I mean? Like if this guy's surfing porn sites that are illegal, you know, like I'm talking like illegal stuff.
Yeah, like anything
stuff,
that he's doing with basically with Ohtani's credit card.
ID. And I'm to be clear, I'm not saying he is doing these things. We're painting hypotheticals here.
But that's where my mind would go if I were Ohtani. Like,
yeah.
Wait a second.
What else?
The guy had unfettered access to my accounts. Although a couple points like, Mitsuhara did have to work his butt off to get some of these wires to go through.
Yes.
Like, it started to raise red flags. But, like, the number of... How many texts were there? How many pages
there
of texts
were there? There were, like, 9,000 pages worth of texts. It was
9,000 pages worth of texts where there was no mention at all of gambling between Ohtani and Mitsuhara. All of the people... Like,
and no mention of baseball being gambled on as well,
right.
Which I find total... Like,
That was the one thing, the one saving grace for Mitsuhara is that he never gambled on baseball.
It's a miracle he never gambled on baseball. I mean, we're talking about a guy, Seth, who is millions and millions in debt. I've seen people do way, way more sketchy things, like in terms of like affecting sport for way lower dollar amounts than that, you know?
The whole thing is, though, and that's where you wonder and worry about, is he might, like, the way out wouldn't have been for him to gamble on baseball. It would have been for him to provide information.
Yeah.
That's the other part, again, that, you know, like, Ohtani, what are you going to do, pinch Ohtani for hanging out with gamblers? Because you can do that if it's illegal gambling or what have you. But he didn't even know. Like, he genuinely didn't know that any of this was going on.
Yeah.
That's the part. Yeah, I would imagine it feels like all the big questions are answered with all of this information about Ohtani's potential involvement or non-involvement.
Yep.
But I think there's 10 times as many more details that'll be fascinating.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
In reviewing approximately 9,700 pages of text messages between Ohtani and Mitsuhara between 2020 and 2024, quote, there was no discussion of sports betting between Mitsuhara and Ohtani. In addition, no text about Ohtani wanting to keep his accounts private from his agent and advisors, which Mitsuhara had been telling Ohtani's agents and advisors that, no, Shohei wants to keep these accounts private.
Yeah.
You can't
yeah.
have access. He wants those to be private. And Ohtani's phone showed no record that he had accessed the illegal gambling website account under Mitsuhara's name. So there's no digital trail from Ohtani's phone of going in and placing bets under an account with Mitsuhara's name on it. So
I wonder what Ohtani feels or understands about like the magnitude of it all. Cause I don't know how much American media he consumes. I would imagine like in America, there's going to be a whole lot of people who are anti-Dodgers that just flat out wanted this to be true. I mean, like so many people were like convinced that Ohtani needed to be banned from baseball immediately and what have you. Whereas I would imagine the treatment in Japan would be different because there's no team bias necessarily at play or anything like that.
He's a national hero in some regards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe he doesn't. Maybe he doesn't even fully realize how much of a kerfuffle it's caused.
He may not, man. Like, he seems pretty oblivious to anything not involving baseball. Like,
obviously.
Yes.
The very thing that led him into this mess might actually protect him mentally and emotionally.
Right, from his mental health, yeah.
His ability to completely close out so many things in his life.
Epalytics, how much was he gambling? Well, funny you should ask. 25 bets per day, they calculate, ranging, this is my favorite part, from $10 to $160,000. I still want those to be on the same phone call. Like that deep down, I want to hear a recording of a phone call of Ipe Mizuhara calling his bookie and saying, give me $10 on the Packers. Give me $10 on the 49ers. Give me $160,000 on the Patriots. And give me $10 on the Eagles. That's what I want to hear.
Maybe he thought he was playing like three-dimensional chess, like he was, because he was such a heavy gambler at this point that he might make the line move somehow.
So, maybe
people are monitoring all my bets because they know I'm a heavy bettor. So I'm going to bet $10 on this one.
This is the part that gives me agita. He gambled enough to where he won $142 million. This is over just a few years. This isn't over a lifetime.
Yeah,
he gambled enough to where he won $142 million, lost $183 million, so the net loss was a little under $41 million. Like, he gambled enough to where he was either winning or losing a grand total of over $300 million over the course of 3 years.
At any given point, he could have been one of these people that just builds up a huge online advice presence just by showing the winnings.
Yeah.
You know, showing nothing but the winnings tickets.
You show my 142.
I'll show my $142 million in winnings.
Yeah.
And for the most part, a lot of people, enough people are convinced by that. They're not like, yeah, but let me show the losses. Let me see the losses. Yeah.
That would be great if he did that, but he did that under Shohei's name. Like, all of a sudden people are like, wow, Shohei Ohtani is like a tout right now. He won $140 million gambling.
I'll tell you another thing. Immediately where my civic-minded brain goes is, how much was the total volume on that, on all those bets?
Like $320 million total.
I think immediately, like, think of that tax revenue. Like, that's illegal gambling. That's illegal gambling that the revenue should have been taxed somehow.
Seth Payne.
And yet it wasn't. Yeah.
Municipality hero. That's
what why you
are.
You should legalize gambling right there, right alone. $300 million of commerce going on without the public at large getting any of their share.
Wake up, Texas. Exactly. All right, so what's our anxiety level about the Astros? I actually put up a poll about this.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah.
I've been eagerly awaiting the preliminary results.
I know you won't, but don't look at it.
Okay.
If you want to vote on it, at Sean T. Pendergast, the question is simple. Is the dynasty over? Is the castle coming down? Yes or no? Where do the people stand? What is the freakout level on the Astros early in the season here? That is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.